With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump packing in the supporters this evening at Madison Square Garden, along with a few of his friends, among them J.D. Vance, House Speaker Mike Johnson, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Elon Musk, and Rudy Giuliani.
We gather here today in the middle of Midtown Manhattan, and this is the most iconic venue of venues in the United States. This is where a Republican's not supposed to come, which is why Donald Trump came here. There's no place in America the president shouldn't be able to come.
Also at SRNNews.com, an Israeli attack on Iran, damaging facilities at a secretive military base just southeast of Tehran. Experts in the past have linked to Iran's nuclear weapons program. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris suggesting at a recent campaign event in Milwaukee the Jewish state was committing genocide. The former Israeli ambassador to the United States, Michael Oren, says he was hurt by Harris' condemnation of Israel.
Personally, as an Israeli, it's disappointing because it assumes that, you know, Israel alone can end this war. The war ends when Hamas surrenders. The hostages are free when Hamas gives up.
And he adds he wasn't surprised to hear Harris say too many Palestinians have died in the Israeli attacks.
It's not shocking. I've heard it many times from Kamala Harris. I've heard it 10 times from many representatives of the Democratic Party. It's the position of this administration. I think it'll be the position of the Obama administration. Nothing surprising about it.
Palestinian officials say Israeli strikes in Gaza, killing 22 people, mostly women and kids. Israel says that is not true. This is SRN News. Norwegian clergymen take a stand.
An ecumenical coalition of dozens of Christian churches has signed a declaration opposing gay marriage and the LGBT agenda. The statement says, quote, "We believe that gender diversity and sexual diversity is not based on medical knowledge and natural science. This gender ideology is also incompatible with our Christian faith and understanding of reality." Norway legalized gay marriage in 2009 and recently passed hate crimes laws that punish criticism of the LGBT lifestyle. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pennsylvania has the biggest Jewish population of any swing state, and any shift could have enormous implications in a state decided by narrow margins the past two presidential elections. Now, polls are indicating many Jews who have always voted Democrat are planning to cast their ballots for Donald Trump on the 5th of November. This is SRN News. It may have caught a lot of people by surprise, but Cuba's large-scale blackouts that left nearly 10 million people without power this month could have been prevented.
Several experts say the blackouts wouldn't have happened if the government had built out more solar power to boost its failing electric grid as promised. In a nation with plentiful sunshine, Cuban officials have long had the opportunity to encourage solar power as one solution to national energy problems. But October's sweeping outages, the island's worst power failure in years, show little progress has been made.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Now, Cuba has committed to 37% renewable energy by 2030, but has increased from only 3.8% of the island's electricity in 2012, experts vary Cuba's leaders for resulting intense hardship on the people. More details at SRNNews.com.